Chapter 6. Don't take believers to law. Dare any of you, having a matter against his neighbour, go to law before the unrighteous, and not rather take it before the saints? Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world is to be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Do you not know that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then you have to judge things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are of no account in the church. I say this to move you to shame. What, is there not among you even one wise man who shall be able to decide between his brothers? But as it is with you at the moment, brother goes to law with brother, and that before unbelievers. Now already there is totally a defect in you, that you have lawsuits with one another. Why not rather take wrong? Why not rather be defrauded? No, but you yourselves do wrong and defraud, and that your brothers. Or do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with men, nor thieves, nor greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, and you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and in the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Food for the belly, and the belly for food. But God shall bring to nothing both it and them. But the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God both raised up the Lord, and will raise us up also through his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? God forbid! Or do you not know that he that is joined to a prostitute is one body with her? For the scripture says, the two shall become one flesh. But he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he that commits fornication sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which you have from God? And you are not your own, for you were bought with a price. Glorify God, therefore, in your body and spirit, for they are God's.